Hello, hello, beautiful soul family, and welcome to the You Freaking Got This podcast. My name is Emily Marie. I am your host, and y'all, it has been a freaking minute since I have been on here. I think the last time I tapped in, touched in, tuned in with y'all was around the fall equinox, and here I am today recording on... I almost said December. We are definitely not in December anymore. We are January. I believe it is January 9th as I am recording this. But what the hell? We were in fall. Now we are in the winter season. We have changed a calendar year. We are no longer. We are no longer looking at 2023. We are looking at that 2024 on the calendar. I can't tell you how many times at work this week I have turned something in with 2023 on it, but, you know, that's just where we're at. It has been a hot freaking minute. I hope that your fall season, what was fall, the end of September, October, November, about a good chunk of the way through December. My oh my, how those months just flew on by. Now, as we currently are meeting here, we are in the beginning of winter. Yes, getting closer to spring and that light every day, but like, let's not toxic positivity our way through the seasonal shift. Like, the energy of winter in February, I actually wrote a whole piece on this last year. I'll link it in the show notes, but February is funky. You know, we keep going through January. The winter is getting more into the thick of winter. Things are darker. It is a lot colder where I am right now. And we just go deeper into that energy. Winter is all about going slow. Winter is all about hibernation, drawing your energy in. Winter is about stillness. If you think about when nature does her thing and the beautiful snow just like lays over the ground, there's so much stillness. It's freezing outside. You know, you're looking outside your window. You're all bundled up. You're drinking your hot drink. And you're inside, right? It's more of that internal energy. All of those things that affects us externally in the winter time is a direct connection to how we are operating, feeling mentally, emotionally, energetically, physically. So the lower energy, the slower, the more stillness, it can feel, especially because as a society and how the world operates, it's go, 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 do, 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 keep getting shit done, keep moving, keep going forward. And, you know, a lot of the ways that we operate, or, you know, again, society operates, is like a machine. But wintertime is a beautiful opportunity and season to remind yourself that you are actually a human. You need to rest. You need the space. And winter is a beautiful season to really tune into that energy, supporting you to find more of that stillness, more of that presence. It's a really funky, dualistic time of year because... And I've realized in my past, especially with this winter energy, it is like deep depression season when it comes, when you get into January, especially February. February is that month in between, you know, the thickness of winter and then the lightness of spring. And so it really is this like big depression. I know I've experienced it, but this depression, this lower energy, this feelings of burnout and exhaustion when we push against, again, the natural energy that is here with us. Thinking about the holiday season, the New Year holiday, and just all of the things that we have gone, done, and we're a part of, all of our energy all over the place. Like, yes, it's a great thing to see family and be with friends and to celebrate. And know that that is big time affecting you as we continue to shift forward. Your energy has been all over the place. And so using the energy of winter to come back to balance, right? Creating awareness around this for yourself, accepting, you know, that like, oh shit, well, you know, I have been doing XYZ. I'm going to stop criticizing myself for doing these things. I'm going to stop bringing this layer of shame, guilt, or judgment into my experience. And instead of swimming in that and like, you know, why don't I have more energy? Why don't I have more motivation? Why do I feel so out of balance? Who am I? What is going on? Those are big vibes of, again, this time of year, going into the deeper, going deeper into January, going into February. That disconnection can be pretty hot and heavy. And so just bringing awareness into, bringing awareness will help you to bring more acceptance. Acceptance is that piece that will support you to create natural space between where you have been and where you are going, allowing you to sit in stillness in that in-between of kind of right where we are right now. Kind of tying all these points together, being able to use this energy of winter, find stillness, slow down, know that if you are tired and your body needs rest, one of the most productive things that you can do for yourself is to rest without guilt, to give your body that space it needs. Like we began this episode, or I said a bit ago, we are not machines. We are humans. We need space. We need time. And winter is that season that is like naturally built in to give us this space, to give us this time. And again, it can feel a bit all over the place because of the duality that we navigate this time of year when nature asks us to slow down. But in the holiday essence and spirit and new year of everything, it's go, 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 do, do, do. How much can we fit in before the end of the year, right? So with all of that being said, I feel like this is a great place to pause, to connect in a little deeper. I just went right into everything, because I'm so excited to just talk about this time of year, to talk about, you know, the different ways I've learned to navigate, because it is such a funky time of year. There's so many different layers that are affecting us naturally with the season, within the different astrological cycles that we have now, which I will definitely get into. I want you to use this episode as an invitation always to slow down, to draw your energy back in, connect a bit more with you, your intuition, yourself. Use this as a way to reset your energy. Before we get any deeper into the episode, I'd love to take some breaths with you, just as a way to create some more space between what is going down, what is coming, and allow us to ground in right here, right now. So wherever you are, wherever you're listening, if you would like, you can close your eyes. If that is not available to you, keep them open. You can definitely breathe with us. But we're going to start with a deep inhale through our nose. Full exhale out of our mouth. Let it all go. Let it all go. We're going to do three more together. We're going to inhale through our nose. We're going to exhale out of our mouth. Let it go, let it go, let it go. We're going to take another inhale through our nose. A big exhale, let it out audibly. Let it out. We're going to do one more together. Inhale in. Exhale out. Let it go, let it go. I have an entire breathing practice episode that you can find in the podcast that will support you to go deeper into those breaths. find that. I believe it's about an episode two ago, something like that. But it is a breath practice that I will guide you through. If you want to, again, go deeper. With all of that being said, you can take more breaths, take a mini break here. When we come back, we are going to get into the rest of the episode, which is continuing to catch up the energy of right now, what we are currently in. The next episode is going to be more of a season ahead, 2024 energy, kind of what we're moving into, but definitely the season ahead being winter, so February to March 20th, since somehow we're already closer to the end of January than not. So that will be next episode. This episode is what we're currently in. And again, just reminders that you freaking got this. So again, take a mini break, whatever you need. Let's come back and we will get into it. And welcome back. Thank you again just so much for tuning in. If you are a new listener, if you are coming back, your support means everything. I do have some plans that I have for the podcast this year, and I'm just really excited to really start with this episode in 2024, reflect back on this episode month by month at the end of the year to see how far I have come, where this community builds. So very excited about that. With that being said, I also have a Substack that I'm going to become more active on. So just writing, if you'd like to read and ingest content that way. I'm excited to start that. That is part of the You Freaking Got This brand here. So I will link that down in the show notes. Again, we started this episode talking about just the beginning of this year, the energy of winter, etc. I think I already said that I will link something I wrote last year about February's energy as we're about to shift into that. But that's a supportive piece over on that blog. And then I feel like this is a good segue to kind of talk about, I've been thinking a lot about this, so I'm just going to share it and speak it out loud, but kind of going off what we were talking about in the beginning of this episode, and then we'll get into the astrology. But January, I've been finding myself this year, because we are in winter, because the energy right now is just slow and there's a lot of stillness. Again, we'll get into the astrology. Things are getting shaken up, but we are in winter. Winter is a natural season to go slow. We started this season on December 21st, so we just hit the first month of winter. But with this being said, I have been really, like, it's been bouncing around my head a couple of times, because all my body wants to do is be still and go at my pace and go slow with winter and go at winter's pace and be more internal and know that the energy of winter, again, is slower. I don't have to do so much. There's a lot of permission to take a lot off of your plate during the winter season. And it's been about 5-6 years now that I've been intentional about living with the seasons and the stars. But again, every January, no matter, you know, things still have to get done, but it's the overarching theme of, I need to have everything figured out. I need to know what's coming next. I need to know the answers. All of that is coming with springtime as things start to thaw out during February. And again, we get closer to the energetic, the astrological new year on March 20th. So the answers are coming, things are uncovering themselves, but there is no need to have to, again, know all the answers right now, to have to have high energy and high motivation to get everything done. This is a really beautiful time. And again, January, I've been catching myself and allowing myself to just relax and reset and not have to figure it all out or get everything done right now. Again, things every day to keep things moving and going, the baseline, shit has to get done, right? You have to show up to it. But I've also built a great foundation, and we'll talk about this shortly, to support myself when my energy is lower and my capacity is lower, and it's the energy of winter, more specifically January here. You know, I don't have to do as much because, again, my foundation, my baseline is taking care of what needs to get done, really honoring that, making sure that happens. So that, again, if I don't have the capacity, like now, I can relax, I can reset, I don't have to force things. For example, especially, I've been moving through, and we'll talk, I'm sure I'll talk about this a lot more this year, but I work a full-time job, 40 to 50 hours a week. It's in the corporate startup world. And then I also, you know, creativity is a huge part of who I am, and just building, again, my personal brand. And over the past 5 to 6 years, that's what I've been doing. No matter what it is that I put out there, it's to build community, again, my personal brand, because no matter if in the moment I don't know what's going on with my creativity, I just know in my soul I need to continue to express and speak. It's important, you know, whatever's on my heart to get out there. Even again, if I don't necessarily have a plan and I'm like, well, what am I doing with this, etc. Like, if I know if it's on my heart, I want to share it, I'm going to get it out there. But again, I know in the end, as I continue to show up with this, whenever it feels good, especially when I don't know what's going on kind of right now, you know, and this goes back to the energy tying it in, I don't need to force needing to know, but I do know my foundation, my baseline. This is just going to continue to build community. Again, whoever needs to hear what I put out there is going to need to hear it. Whatever helps me, I put out there in hopes to help other people. Like, that is what I do, why I create, and it's so just healthy for me. And with that being said, right now I am in that space of, and have been, now I'm a little more clear, you know, as the energy continues to move forward, and I've been patient with myself and my capacity and really have honored it. But there really was a big time where I was having to focus more on, you know, my job, put a lot more energy into that. I'll share more about that in the coming weeks, but really just focus on that. That's where all of my capacity went. No energy to go into creativity. Over the years, these past 3 years, I've really gotten better boundaries around that. But again, this deep want to know what I'm doing creatively, what I want to do next, what I want to bring into the world, what I want to focus on. This deep want and desire to know that, but then again, like physically where I'm at, my energy is at, putting into that after I work for 40, 50 hours a week, especially in the winter, all I want to do is absolutely nothing after work. So I honor that, you know, I veg out, I go to sleep early, I watch TV, I lay on the couch, I make dinner, and like, I really honor and walk my dogs. Like, that's it. There's nothing more than that. And so again, I know it's making sense, but tying it all together, really honoring your capacity. I know that I don't need to force any answers, that the answers are coming as they have. And as I, you know, allowed capacity into that, more clarity has come as I allowed myself to relax and reset and really honor that the answers are coming, trusting that, breathing into that. And it's been years of work around this, but that's where you start, you know, deep breaths, reminders constantly, that whatever you need the reminder in. But that is how the answers come, especially in winter. It's in stillness. It's honoring your capacity. It's learning what your capacity even is. It's learning what you need. It's self-nurturance. It's that, what can you give yourself in that really internal space of, like, again, hibernation and like just deep being with yourself and stillness. And again, just taking this as the reminder that there is no force. The answers are coming. Springtime will naturally bring more energy, naturally bring more motivation, naturally bring more clarity. So continue to be patient, continue to be present, continue to remind yourself that you freaking got this, no matter what you are moving through. And as we get into the episode here, the astrology of right now, it's going to be even deeper permission to really like hands off of your experience right now. Let go of control. You do not need to know the answers. The answers are coming. Whatever is meant for you will not miss you. I know. Trust me, I've lived through it so many times that like there are moments where you're like, well, I need to figure it out. I really need to. And I promise you, it feels like the end of the world sometimes in those moments. However, when you go hands off, when you are able to let go of needing to know, sit in deep uncertainty. I'll talk a lot more about this in the next episode. It's like 2023 wrap up, 2024 ahead, especially more season ahead with astrology. But we're going to talk about the relationship with uncertainty. That was a big theme of 2023 that will continue into 2024. Really allowing yourself to be still, really allowing yourself to sit in the unknown, sit in uncertainty. I'll share tools, you know, that I use in those moments, but I have episodes that I'll link in the show notes, navigating the energy of the in-between. You know, when you're really stuck just between where you are, where you've been and where you're going, and you just feel you're in that in-between space. That is what the energy of January, February is, as we build up to springtime in that new beginning, right? And then that's also, as we get into the episode here, what we're in astrologically. All last year was this wild in-between energy. Again, tune into next week, or it'll probably be, I'm doing every other week here, but tune into the next episode, I should say, about more of that last year being so in between and us really needing to sit with uncertainty and create this deeper relationship, I should say, with the unknown. But wrapping this all up, deep, full permission to go hands off of your experience, to not need to know. It's okay to not know. I know it might be a little scary to your brain, right? Of like, oh my God, I need to connect the dots. I need to know the answers. But your body wants to rest. Your body knows patience. Your body knows presence. The breath is the connection between your mind and your body. So as you breathe, reconnect your mind to your body, you'll anchor into more patience, you'll anchor into more presence. Use that breath work practice about two episodes ago, maybe it was last episode, but to really support you to anchor into your body right now. That's a huge, huge energy as we shift, not only through winter into February, but as we shift with the current energies, we are leading up to a full moon in Leo here. I believe it is on the 25th, 26th, so Thursday or Friday of this week as I am releasing this episode. We have that full moon that we've been building up to, which is very powerful. Leo is all about leadership, confidence, stepping into your personal power. So Leo energy is always big. When we connect the dots there, we have a Uranus retrograde that started during Leo season back in August. That is wrapping up, I believe, this weekend as well. So that full cycle, what started for you again back in August with the new moon in Leo, as the full moon is Leo is coming with, you know, the retrograde. Uranus is all about unexpected change, and especially after it being retrograde since August, you know, just kind of going backwards, and we're really it's been a slower energy. It's been such a back and forth of like, we've been really grinding out our processes, and we've been building a very supportive foundation for ourselves mentally, physically, emotionally. And again, that has come through a lot of change, death, rebirth, us needing to shift things around, which is not easy to start something new while things are ending. Like, it has been a lot, but Uranus is bringing direct changes from this retrograde, direct effects, like manifestations, what you have been working for and putting work into since August. But as I say this, it's interesting because the mind has one way of like, oh, this is how things are going to go. This is how my manifestation is going to go. This is how it's going to come into fruition, right? And you can always anchor in and put your energy around that. However, Uranus is unexpected changes, is unexpectedness. So really being open to any way the manifestation can come in. You know, your brain wants it one way, but your body, your soul is open to any way that what you're asking for can come in. A personal experience is I've been asking for more money. And this is usually happens, and I'll share more about this in upcoming episodes, but this usually happens is when I ask for more money, no matter how I go after it, it somehow manifests through my partner, where he usually gets either like a new job or a raise or like something within that. Sometimes when I ask for more money, I would get unexpected checks and like big like stock checks that came in. I would cash out from my mom. She passed away like when I was six. So it was like all this money that was coming to me from her over all of these years. So they were big amounts of money. But personally, right now, I've been manifesting more money. I personally went after a job promotion, which I really didn't want. It was all about money and being able to support me, support my family here, support us in our future moving forward, and that's what I am about, making more money. It is not a bad thing, but I didn't really want to be, you know, in this new position, and I didn't get it because my soul deep down knew I didn't want it. However, I was open because I was accepting and not super stuck on fuck, like I didn't get this, and putting bad energy. Not bad energy, but just that energy of like blech and ick and being really stuck on like fuck this and fuck that. And I was open to like, okay, like I know this isn't for me. I'm accepting no matter which way this goes. If I get it, it's great, more money. If I don't get it, it's great. It's really not meant to be. And because I was so open and my energy was so open to any avenue the manifestation would come in, same with my partner, we're very on board and the same page of everything I talk about here. He got a new job. He got a great new opportunity with great money that is my raise plus more, et cetera, et cetera. So that just goes to my point of really letting go of what your brain's idea is of what the outcome needs to be, allowing yourself to let go of all outcomes, be accepting of all outcomes. I know that's difficult and can be challenging, but really be opening to, you know, like, however it comes, it's meant to be. If it's not this way, it's because it's something better is coming in. If it is not this way, it's because it's something better. Keep repeating that to yourself. Like, if you're going after a new job, if you're going after something, whatever it is, if you don't get it, if it's not this, it's because it's something better. And truly root in, you know, that's the work, is rooting into that trust, is breathing into it, is finding stillness, creating the relationship with uncertainty. The things you need are coming. It is the depth of winter here. We'll talk more about the energy, but the things you need are coming. Things are continuing to shift. Be open to all avenues in how that can come into fruition for you. And then going right off of that, let's talk about the current energies of right now. As I'm recording this, we have just shifted in to Aquarius season. So Capricorn to Aquarius season, we are experiencing, we're in the midst of Pluto shifting into Aquarius. It's going to go into a retrograde once more this year. And then in November 2024, Pluto is going to shift into Aquarius for the next 20 years till 2043. The current cycle we're shifting out of is a 2008 to 2024 cycle. So there's a lot that is wrapping up, that is going to be and has been coming to the surface currently. Lots of endings and new beginnings, lots of things uprooting themselves, so being exposed so we can see them, we can let go of what no longer serves us. The universe and just the astrology of this is going to force us to release what is no longer serving us, literally purging what will not come along with us into this next cycle. And so it can be a lot, but this is what we're experiencing as well in this type of in-between energy of where we have been and where we're going. This kind of in-between energy of winter as well. But really, I keep using the word right now of it's like a whole, like, initiation, really, but an identity shift, a whole identity shift of what we're moving through. And that's that we really have been feeling this from this last year. And I'll talk more about that in the next episode. But this shift of, like, again, between, and this started for me and everyone collectively last June, really, and really this time last year is Pluto shifting into Aquarius for the first time. But last June, we started a super full moon cycle, June, July, then August. We already touched on it, but that full moon in Leo is coming up here. It was Leo season. We had the Uranus retrograde start, which is also going direct. And so a lot from that time, we started to go in between, letting go of what we once knew and shifting into who we're becoming. It's like we've been in between realities. And so with this Pluto in Aquarius, it literally is a whole new life that we are shifting into. Again, a whole generation, the next 20 years. So anything that is in the way of that will expose itself right now, within the next few months, definitely as it goes back retrograde. And then again, November 2024 is when we fully shift in. So new identities loading. When a new identity loads, it means something that you're super attached to, super used to, super comfortable in is going to shed. And that is not easy. Pluto is the planet of transformation, death, and rebirth. Pluto is Scorpio's ruling planet. Scorpio is all about shadow work. Again, transformation, death, rebirth. Really getting to know the depths of ourself, being comfortable in the in-between, being okay in uncertainty, which is why last year that was such an initiation. So if you don't feel comfortable in uncertainty in the unknown, finding and creating a new relationship with that, not needing to know all of the answers right now at once, being okay knowing and trusting that all of the answers are coming. Breath work is really great for that in-between energy. Talking about breath work and really being in the body. The next two seasons, Aquarius season, then Pisces season, this is the end of the zodiac wheel, the last two seasons. So things are wrapping up in that sense. Aquarius is an air energy. Pisces is a water energy. We're lacking that earth, which earth is body, really grounding into your body and finding the practices that work for you are going to be super important. But breath work is key to ground into the body. I've been doing a lot of yoga. Moving your body is going to be key. Aquarius relates to air energy. Air connects to our mental space. When we talk about our mental space and air energy, we talk about feeling more stuck in our head, indecision, air energy, the mental space. When that comes up, Gemini, Aquarius, or Libra, it also connects to our nervous system. So feeling more on edge, even more than regular. And again, just feeling more stuck in our head, indecision, overthinking, than being in our body. That's a very big energy right now. So again, moving your body, stretching, working out, walking, anything like that, getting into it. And then breath work. The breath is the connection between the mind and the body. Breath, if you feel stuck in your head, is going to support you to come into your body, feel more present, be here right now, and find more of a flow and a balance between both. Pisces is a water energy. Pisces season will come up February 20th or so. Pisces is a water energy. Water relates to our emotions. Pisces also lacks boundaries. We are also almost one year here into Saturn in Pisces. So it's going to be a very interesting and very supportive thing to have that earth energy, those boundaries, that structure, that discipline day to day. That's going to support you to stay grounded as we shift into the next season again, which is Pisces. There's already a lot of Pisces energy that is floating around, which is if you've had a hard time feeling motivated, to say disciplined, etc., and create structure, there's a lot of Pisces energy and it can be overwhelming and a lot. We feel a lot. It can be bring up a lot of sensitivity, a lot of vulnerability. So it's easy to go into like isolation in a shell. So having those structures and those things you show up day to day, most importantly, moving your body and breathing those are going to be really important and key tools, supportive tools to have as we continue to shift into the energies we are in and into the next month in February here. And then we go back to thinking about the winter season and having that structure and that foundation to support you in your hibernation, so you're not just isolating, but you know, you don't need to like do everything for everyone else. Do things for yourself this season. Give back to yourself. Nurture yourself. One of the best things that you can give yourself is really discipline, because discipline is following through, taking care of yourself is going to create confidence and is literally going to create support in your body. Taking care of your body, being clear, you're going to feel grounded, all of the above. So just day by day, moment by moment, take, you know, right now till January or February 20th, which is all of Aquarius season, take further than that, the next season from Pisces season to Aries season, which is all of winter, the rest of the zodiac wheel, taking the next 2 months to really create that structure to support you as we go into springtime. And springtime is going to bring, again, that new, that life, that rebirth. Think of starting something today, day by day, watering those seeds. Think of the literal blooms you'll have in your garden by springtime when the energy is right to support everything to spring up. Not that things aren't going to happen for you in between. You're going to feel the shifts. You're going to feel the changes. But again, it takes time to process, to integrate, to create newness. And the springtime is the perfect time for that. All of the above. I will also talk briefly. I have a whole episode on this, but my theory that I have, this 5-year growth cycle that we have been in, 2020 to 2024, this is another, you know, ending to new beginning that we are experiencing, this literally ending to this beginning to the ending of this 5-year cycle that we've been in. 2020, everything collapsed in the sense of what we knew. We were literally forced to stay at home, all routines, all things forced to change. 2021, 2022, 2023, and now we're in 2024. 2021 was more of a, I know for a lot of people, awakening in a sense to more of intuition, feminine energy, creativity, spirituality. It makes sense after what we went through in 2020 as a collective, everything shutting down, death, rebirth. So awakening in 2021, 2022 was more of masculine energy, bringing everything together, really putting, I should say, what we learned in 2021 into action, into our daily life, into our human experience, more of the real life versus the intuitive life. 2023 was a deeper emergence of that. It really was everything coming together. Deeper foundations of what we did over the past 3 years were laid by the end of 2023. Now 2024, it really is everything that we once knew will no longer be the same. We're walking into what we have been working towards manifesting. By the end of 2024, things will be majorly shifted from what we just talked about, the Pluto and Aquarius transit. We're shifting literally deeper into the age of Aquarius. And then again, this 5-year cycle of the foundations we've laid really hold us and serve us in those times that, again, uncertainty or unknown and the energy isn't necessarily moving forward. Those foundations that we have built are really holding us and serving us right now as we move towards the fuller circle ending at the end of 2024. So that just goes right along with that energy as well of initiation, identity shift. What was once our reality will no longer be who we once were, will no longer be. We are shifting from what we once knew into what we are becoming. And again, it's that slight in between here, but everything is merging and coming together this year. And again, we'll touch base on it more next episode. It's so important to trust you, trust yourself, trust your process, trust that everything that you really are desiring, putting that energy to it, is coming. And one of the last things I'll say on top of all of these changes we're feeling within the stars, within the seasons, I did slightly touch on this already, but we are directly feeling this in our body. It is going to be important to take care of our body. Like I said, move our body, connect with our breath, really ground down. But
right now, currently, I know I have been experiencing, I know others around me have been experiencing, but this energy is directly affecting our body. Again, the seasonal energy, the stars, especially the shift with Pluto and Aquarius, but we are being affected. They're called ascension symptoms, if you're familiar with that. But all of these new energies, this literal new identity shifting in mentally, emotionally, we've been doing the work. Physically, our external experience is shifting, and physically, we are integrating literally cells turning over this new identity, this new experience that we are walking into. It can be so many things, lots of anxiety, feeling on edge, feeling out of body, feeling like depleted, feeling exhausted, feeling like you have no energy, no motivation, like you know you want to do, but you have, again, no motivation at all. I got really sick, like my body was purging, so getting really sick out of nowhere. Thoughts is coming in through the GI tract, the gut. The gut is the body, or I should say the mind of the body, in a sense, as well as the nervous system, but really, like, the gut is... So, like, tummy issues, nausea, feeling that super, like, butterflies, everything, and tightness in your tummy, feeling, like, hot flashes, hot sweats out of nowhere, migraines, like, all of that is very normal for right now as we are feeling all of the things that are downloading, again, emotionally, mentally, physically. It's very important to take care of ourselves. Be gentle with yourself. Do not overload your plate. Really understand and get to know your capacity at this level. When you have maybe like no capacity at all, what can you do to continue day by day? Just inch by inch, move forward, hold space for yourself, nurture yourself, but take care of your body this year, especially as we continue to shift into the age of Aquarius. It's going to be very important to understand how your body is affected by energies, the seasons, emotions, all of the above. So that is my big note here. Taking care of your body is so key. Really being aware of how you are being affected and what can you do to nurture yourself right now. So right now, that is all I have for you in this episode. I hope that this supports you. This gives you some clarity, some validation. Things, I feel like, again, for the whole past year, I have been saying are funky, are in between, but that really is how the energy has been. This year, we are shifting deeper into what is next. Really be open to that. Again, trust. Next episode, I will be sharing more of 2024 energy, more specifically the quarter, the season ahead. I'm going to be doing that this year instead of trying to go super far ahead. I like to do seasons. So we'll break it down. We'll get deeper into that. Do not feel any type of shame, guilt, judgment if you don't feel to any type of energy right now that you're clear or you know what's next or you're like, you know, you have your goals or anything set in place. I'm literally today on the 21st writing my quarter one goals, getting clear on what I want and being more clear again on what direction I'm going this year. There is no rush. The answers are coming. If you haven't gotten to that yet, again, there is no rush. That is going to come as we get closer to springtime. Be gentle with yourself. Give yourself permission. Take anything that you don't have energy for off of your plate. This is the time to reset. This is the time to recenter. This is the time to hibernate, to get your energy right for the upcoming seasons, because that's when our energy is going to be needed most. So I hope this helps. I am sending you so much love whenever, wherever you're listening to this. You freaking got this.